Today is Friday, September 6th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you wonderful people listen. I did notice the other day, and I'm going to have to do it again. I did notice yesterday on my recording that I was messing with my microphone, so pardon me while I move my mic. Okay, that took a really long time. My apologies. But I needed to mute it. So, I don't know. I think my mic arm is... It had too... Well, too much information probably. But it had two springs. And at some point, I don't know if I thought... I don't know if I thought there was... I don't know if it was moving too much. And I was like, oh, I'm going to remove one spring because it's moving too much. It's too springy. And anyway, it only has one spring. And this is like, I don't know when I bought these mic arms, but it was, I want to say I bought them when I lived in my house in McKinney, Texas. And Maddie and I were doing the Adam and Maddie show. It was one of the upgrades I made to the studio. We bought, and it might have been, I don't know if it was then or if it was, but we had a round table and we had two mic arms connected. I drilled holes and like did all this stuff and then, I don't know. And we both had our own mic on an arm and we would swing them around and we both had our mics and that's how we did things. So that would have been like, I don't know, 07 or 08. So I've had this mic arm for, I don't know, 10 years or something like that. But so it's probably just worn out, but I don't know. I don't need to buy another one. All right. Well, I do have some contact that we'll go ahead and read right this minute because unlike Fatty, I don't leave my contact languishing. So Greg, I see Greg, emailed me and says, it sounds like this national holiday Scotty mentioned as mainly Australian. And he gave me a link to a Wikipedia article. He says, I'd rate it similar to a day here in October, October 20th or October 21st, where wearing purple is suggested to stand against bullying, including, if not particularly, against LGBTQI asterisk bullying. I hadn't heard of the Australian holiday prior to Scotty's call, though. Me either, and I did Google Purple Day and nothing came up. Like, okay, I was in the middle of recording. I will admit, I was in the middle of recording, and I was trying to Google quietly. And my keyboard is on the same table as the mic arm is connected to, so when I type, you guys hear some typing. So I was trying to do that really quietly, and that, you know, that's all I know. But anyway, Wear It Purple Day is an annual LGBTIQA+ awareness day, especially. How many letters are we going to add to that? How many Anyway, awareness day, especially for young people. I feel like I'm an old man here, and maybe, I don't remember if Fatty has said this before. I am supportive of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, queer, gender questioning, gender neutral, solo sexual, all of those people. I'm supportive of all of them, but I feel like this acronym is, so I've tried to add on to the end of my podcast, LGBT and LGBTQ friendly. I don't know why I say LGBT first and then I say, I needed to just say LGBTQ and LGBTQ friendly. It's just a lot to say. It's a really, we need to come up with a word that just encompasses all of those. And maybe there is, and I don't know. Someone should really like, even though I'm gay, someone should, I don't know, educate me. But LGBTIQA+ Awareness Day, especially for young people based in Australia, supporters wear purple to celebrate diversity and young people from the LGBTIQA+ community. The day is organized by Wear It Purple, a student-run, not-for-profit organization, providing presentations and workshops. Businesses, councils, schools, community groups, and clubs can participate by wearing purple and hosting events. I'm so sorry, Scotty. I'm sure you're going to call me from a bathroom. Also, I wanted to try something. I wanted to try like adding reverb, and I forgot to update my mixer, so I can't. I could add reverb post, but what Scotty sounded like calling in, like I can't. Unfortunately, I can't record it because maybe I can. Wait, let's see. Let's see if I can figure this out on the fly. So if I do, and I don't know if this is going to work, but if I switch. Oh, gosh, I don't know which is recording. So maybe I can't do this. Let's see here if I can figure this out. I want to say that. Okay, we'll just try this and see what happens. Why not? So I'm going to try this, and I don't know if it's working. It's probably not, but maybe it is. So, Scotty, maybe you'll call in and tell me more about it. All right. So, anyway, I think that did work. I think it did. When I'm editing it, I'll listen back. There's a fix that I have to do on my mixer is a digital mixer, so you can get software updates. And there was a problem with the effects. This is. I don't know why I apologize for being geeky because the name of the show is literally Geeky Gay. But anyway, the effects only go to the master and not to any of the other sub channels. And I happened to record from a sub channel, but what I did is I quickly just switched that over to master, and then, you know, and then I recorded from master just for a second. Anyway. All right, so let's go ahead and do this because this is going to be a long episode, apparently. I'm probably close to 15 minutes by the time this music is over. So, as I say normally, nothing much happened since yesterday, but we did. I think I said this already. We got in our end tables, and I don't know what to do about the freaking end tables. We can return them tomorrow. They only allow a 3-day return window. And they were delivered yesterday, which was Thursday. So today is day one. And tomorrow, which is Saturday, is day two. And I'm flying to California on Sunday, so we would have to do it tomorrow. And Mark's like, well, I don't love them, but I'm okay with them. And that's kind of the way I feel, too. Like, I don't love them, but I'm okay with them. And they do have a lot of utility because they've got, like I said, on the top, they've got a lid that covers a little plug that has USB and a regular plug, so you can plug your laptop in, you can plug a lamp in, you can plug your phone in to charge. And I know there are many, many options when it comes to that, but we went through this entire furniture store and didn't really find anything that had the look and the function that we wanted. This, in my mind, this came the closest to having kind of a look that we were okay with, but also the function that we wanted. But, you know, our only other options now are to shop online. So if we return it, first of all, we've wasted the delivery fee. $77, which is a strangely specific number. Anyway, so we waste the $77. And if we wanted it delivered back to the store and we didn't do it, we'd have to pay another $77 to have it sent back to the store. And then otherwise we'll just have to take it back ourselves, which I think we're, as long as they're not in a box, I think we can fit them in Mark's little mini SUV. And I don't know. And then we have to go back to the drawing board, or as they would say in Australia, the drawing board, as far as what we get. And we're both okay with them, but we're not like super loving them. And Mark always just leaves the decision up to me because he doesn't like to make decisions. Well, I don't really love making decisions either, and so now I'm like, oh, is it worth it? Should we just keep them? Because then if we return them, then it's going to be another 3 months before we find anything, and I really wanted to have end tables. You know, I don't know. End tables are not something that ever jump out at me. Like, I'm not ever looking at end tables and go, oh my God, I love that end table. You get an end table. I don't know. I felt like I sounded like Oprah for a second. You get an end table. You get an end table. I never look at end tables and like go, oh my God, gotta have it. You know, it just doesn't. It has never happened in my life. So I don't know if that's the situation or if I will one day see an end table that I love. I don't know. Well, I still, and by the time you guys email or call me, I will have had to have decided already, unless you listen to this as soon as I release it and immediately tweet or email me. I have to decide by tomorrow, because tomorrow's the only day we can return them. Otherwise, the decision is made for me. Today I just worked my Pokemon. This week is, you can hatch something called an unknown in a 10K egg. They're little Pokemon that are shaped like letters, and they're all the letters of the alphabet. I've only gotten one, and we've been walking every night, and we've been refilling our eggs at least once or twice a day. I'm a little bit disappointed. All other than that, I just worked today, and that was it. I'm thinking about replacing my car stereo because it's broken, and I've been driving around for a year with a broken car stereo that literally doesn't work at all, and I just use my phone. So I was thinking about just buying one in Best Buy so they can do the installation. I don't know. First world problems. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBTIQA+ and LGBTIQA+ friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I will see you guys on Monday from a hotel room. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.